Pennsylvania's new Republican governor, Tom Corbett, wants to slash state support for 18 colleges and universities in half. Scott Detrow of member station WITF in Harrisburg says it's part of an effort to close a $4 billion deficit without raising taxes.
Governor Corbett delivered a simple message during his March 8th budget address. Pennsylvania is out of cash.
This budget sorts the must-haves from the nice-to-haves. Some of the cuts were expenditures in the thousands. Some ran into the millions.
About half of Corbett's savings would come from lopping $534 million out of funding for 18 colleges and universities. Impacted institutions include big names like Penn State, Pitt, and Temple, but also Pennsylvania's 14 smaller state system of higher education schools. Penn State's president, Graham Spanier, says the reduction would lead to tuition hikes, canceled courses, and mass layoffs throughout Penn State's colleges.
In agriculture alone, we are talking about 440 employees that we would have to lay off under the current budget scenario that is out there. These are not made-up numbers. These are not numbers designed to shock people. These are actual projections.
Spanier says Penn State might even close down satellite campuses. Reduced funds would have a greater impact at the smaller state system schools, which rely on state money for about 20% of their total budgets. Roger Brzezowski, a vice president at Millersville University outside Lancaster, worries his school would have to eliminate critical courses.
I don't see any way that we're going to be able to offer the number and the magnitude of courses, the variety that we've been in the past. Less course availability means students have to take a longer time to get the courses that they need to graduate.
Corbett has accused Penn State's Spanier of bluffing, exaggerating the cut's impact to gain support. When his administration pushes back against the universities, it uses that four-year graduation rate as ammunition, pointing out the fact more students are taking 5 or 6 years to graduate. Just 35% of Millersville students graduate within 4 years. At Penn State's main campus, the figure is 62%. Corbett's budget secretary, Charles Zogby, says it's evidence the schools are misspending tax dollars as well as their ever-increasing tuition income.
Again, I go back to results and performance, what we get for our state dollars. And I think it's very difficult when you put the money into the institutions to see exactly what it is that we're getting.
College administrators say students are taking longer to graduate because they're working their way through school. Aaron Slagle is in that boat, sitting on a picnic table near Millersville's football field. The junior philosophy major says he schedules courses around his job.
I know some students don't work, but I have to work to be in school. I can't afford it.
Slagle's a junior and on track to graduate in 4 years. He doesn't want to stay in school any longer, but he's worried he might be forced to if the cuts lead to fewer courses in Millersville.
I have plans. I don't plan on being in school. I didn't plan on being in school after next year, but it looks like it's a possibility now.
Republicans control both the Pennsylvania House and Senate, but while GOP leaders are embracing Corbett's overall budget plan, most are hesitant to publicly support the higher education cuts. A new poll shows 67% of voters are against slashing funding for colleges and universities. Lawmakers are aiming for a May or June vote on the budget. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.